This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Tom Loach joins us in studio, a Crozet resident, and he's got an update on the Crozet master plan and some controversy that has swirled around the Crozet master plan, perhaps since it was first presented years ago. But before we get to that, we were just talking during the break. Tom, I didn't know you served in Vietnam. Thank you for your service. I didn't know that. I'm so honored to be with you and impressed by that. And I just wanted to take a moment to recognize that. I did not know that.
Oh, thank you. As I was saying to you, one of the reasons I got involved with the community was after I got out of the Army, I swear that anything else the government did for me, I would be involved, you know. Whereas like when in the Army, like I was saying, you lose all your constitutional rights, you get them back as privileges, you know, but that's the Army.
So you made a resolution when you got out of the service that you were going to pay extra close special attention to what your government did, whether it was little government in your neighborhood or big government in Washington.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for that. I wish more people felt that way. We're talking, it's Tuesday, and we always talk growth and development on Tuesdays, but bring us up to speed on the what is, when we say Crozet master plan, I mean, that's a mouthful, but what is it? And give us a little bit of history to bring some of the folks up to speed.
Well, the Crozet master plan was the community's attempt to come to grips with growth as a growth area. And before the master plan, what would usually happen is that a development would come up before the Board of Supervisors, the Planning Commission, everybody would run down, yell about it. And that was the way we did it, on a sort of reactionary response to whatever came up. The master plan started to put everything together. How could we plan as a community? Again, how could everybody in that community be involved in the future of the community?
And it was also something to sort of help the developers perhaps avoid a situation where they came forward with what they believe was a great idea and the community shot it down. They perhaps turn to the board and say, give me some guidance here. Where do you want these big developments? Where do you want a neighborhood? Where do you want a high rise? Where, you know?
Well, exactly. It set the gold standard for what the development was. And the idea was is that if we set down these standards, if the developer came in, that the process would be quicker, because everything had already been agreed upon between the community and the Board of Supervisors and the developers.
So the government was basically saying, the Albemarle County was basically saying, let's sit down with these communities and say, you're in a growth area. Let's figure out exactly how you're going to grow. Let's map that out.
Right. And the other carrot for the community is that we would know up front what infrastructure would be needed to meet the community's needs for the future. And one of the things we asked for, and unfortunately haven't gotten, was a series of trigger points where a certain, either be it a date, time, or a population level, that monies would be put into the CIP, schools, libraries, et cetera, roads, and, you know, the things that we would need.
What's a CIP?
The capital improvements plan. So this is, we would get money that would be coming to us, because what we were afraid of is that development would get approved. Then all of a sudden you need the infrastructure. Oh, but the tax structure is not there, so you don't have the money.
So a big new neighborhood might be approved, but the county wouldn't have yet put in sidewalks or roads to support it.
Yeah, roads would be a good
or
example.
Schools,
you know. Look at Crozet Elementary, got to 100 students over capacity. You know, a trail is, our library was out of date in 1993 when we did the first community study, so we've been waiting for a new library for that length of time. So if you're going to put growth in the growth areas, and this is important for all growth area residents, there has to be some quid pro quo to take that growth on.
Crozet resident Tom Loach is our guest. So the master plan, that tell us again the process. The meeting started, 10 years ago?
The meeting started actually in June of about 2002, and it actually went to the board for approval in July of about 2003. So it was a fairly lengthy process to go through with the community. There were multiple meetings that we met with the consultants to do this.
And remind us again the recommendation, the final Crozet master plan, when the board finally approved it. One of the key elements of this master plan was that the board and the county staff projected the population for the Crozet area when it was fully built out.
Right. And exactly. The point is that we didn't, in Crozet, we didn't choose that population. That population was chosen by an earlier study, the DISC The Development Initiative Steering Committee had hired consultants before this, and it was their statement and their output that said that the ideal maximum population for Crozet would be 12,189. So that was the working...
People, not homes.
People. So that was the working hypothesis that we entered into the Crozet Master Plan. And throughout the plan, that's exactly what we were told.
So the idea was, let's get together with the community, the local government, and the Crozet area, and we'll sort of map out this master plan of development to satisfy a population of 12,000 people.
Right. And remember, we were going from 3 to 12,000. We were actually quadrupling the size of the community. So it was quite an undertaking. And even at 12,000, there were a lot of people who were not very happy with that number. You know, and the problem has been is that after the master plan was approved, the county is now telling us that we misunderstood what they said, that the population now can be upwards over 24,000. And that's about half the size of the city of Charlottesville. So it was a bit of a shock to us all.
So the county, after the master plan came out, after you had been working for years and they had said, you know, we're talking about 12,000 people fully built out, Do we think now that there was an error made, somebody on staff screwed up and messed up the count, and they went back later and reworked the numbers?
Yeah, I think it was sort of like the Watergate burglars. They bungled, and the way they bungled was after they rezoned Old Trail much above 100% what it was recommended in the master plan, they forgot how to count. The community didn't. So we went around and started counting heads. And for all of the development that they had, it looked like we were at or near the 12,000 mark then. We went down and asked the county about that, and it wasn't but a couple of weeks after that that all of a sudden we were misunderstood. And now they came out with this 24,000 number.
Don't you love it when the government tells its citizens, no, you didn't understand.
Yeah.
What we said yesterday, forget that. You just didn't understand.
The only problem is that governments are great about leaving a paper trail. So I filed a Freedom of Information Act and went down and looked at the paper trail. And sure enough, we found exactly what we thought we were going to find, which was presentation that was given to both the board and the planning commission that explicitly stated that there would be between 4 and 4,500 households, or 8,800 to 12,000 total population, compared with the 12,552 under by right. So they actually put out a slide presentation before the Planning Commission and Board of Supervisors, and then on April 30th of the same year, came out and gave a presentation to the community and presented almost exactly the same slide with the same data. So the community didn't misunderstand anything. The community understood exactly what it saw and what it heard. And apparently now we know at least three members of the board, Mr. Doria, Ms. Thomas, and Mr. Rooker, were present at those meetings and saw those slides as well.
So you're breaking the news here, I guess, for the first time, that the results of your FOIA request prove that the board, that nobody misunderstood anything. The number was 12,000 for the total build-out of the Crozet Master Plan.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, I went to the board several weeks ago and I asked for an independent investigation to come in and square it away, because the problem is now, again, with all the development they've approved, we are at or near that 12,000 mark and there's still land to be developed. Well, how are we going to develop that land? Under what scenario now? The one that we were promised or the one that they fabricated? We don't know the answer.
So they went through this whole process and created the Crozet Master Plan for 12,000 people. But then after it came out, they changed it to 24,000 people. So then what's the plan worth?
Well, that's what we've been asking. And it doesn't end there. We also found out that the two of the consultants who were consultants at the Crozet Master Plan, who I always wondered why would not talk to us, and why when we didn't have them, just the board asked them, what was your plan for, would never talk to us. Well, we found out that they're back on the county payroll. Well, if according to the county, if they were so inept that after 2 years they didn't know if they made a plan for 12,000 or 24,000 or couldn't communicate that to the community, why are they back on the county payroll? You got to ask yourself the question.
You're listening to WINA's Charlottesville Right Now, thanks to the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. If you want to get involved with the show, feel free to comment on our blog at sevillepodcast.com.
Let's rejoin our conversation with Tom Loach. He's live in studio, Crozet resident. So at this point, we know for a fact that the county knew that the Crozet Master Plan, this plan for development in the Crozet area, was specifically for about 12,000 people.
Yeah.
And that's that the paper trail that you have FOIA'd and that you have discovered bear that out. That's not in dispute anymore. And yet the county still insists that all the people out in Crozet and the folks who were involved in the master plan still were confused that it was actually 24,000.
Right. I mean, I've been down two or three times to the board and asked, and not once has anybody produced a scintilla of evidence to support the 24,000 figure. It's never mentioned in the master plan documentation.
Tom, what's the feel among you really have your finger on the pulse of out in Crozet. What is the feel for the folks out there? Because there's a lot of folks out in Crozet who are new to the area, and there's a lot who aren't, who've been there for a long time.
Yeah, I think most of the disappointment, if there is any, and is from the long-term residents who certainly should feel betrayed by this. After putting in, God knows how many hours we put in, we had multiple subcommittees that were working on this plan. We attended meeting after meeting. Not only did we do that, but once we ran into this difficulty with the numbers, we went and we protested at every meeting. We took up a petition, had well over 1,000 signatures, took it down to the board, and nothing. We got nothing out of the board. Not even that we were right, and that we were just told that we were misunderstood, that we couldn't understand either the spoken or written word for some reason. And it is infuriating, and that's why I put out the FOIA request.
Tom Loach is my guest. So what happens now? Where would you like to see this go?
Oh, I think, this follows along the lines of the NJIC thing, is that we have to get to what the truth is. We're going to either have a government of the people, by the people, for the people, or a government of the board, by the staff, for the developers. And we got to make up our mind which one we want. And that's what it boils down to.
It is incredibly disappointing if you have citizens putting in so much volunteer time to get involved in the community and map out a future for their neighborhoods in the form of a master plan that can only be scrapped if a developer goes to the board and strikes up a side deal to change it. Then what's the whole point of the master plan?
Exactly. And this is certainly a warning to those people on the Places 29 and on the Pantops Master Planning Committees who are working on this now, to learn from what happened out in Crozet and make sure that you have, all of the T's crossed and the I's dotted, and the specifics going into this.
Now, Tom, before we let you go, we wanted to ask you, you were a declared candidate for the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors up until very recently, and you withdrew your name from the race. Fill us in on what happened and your motivation to run and then your motivation not to run at this time.
Well, I mean, the good news is that 60 years old, I can still learn, I went into the race because my feeling is that Mr. Wyan, who's represented us, has been a disaster for Crozet. This is a man who ran a campaign saying that the master plan was unrealistic, unworkable, and that it was too big and would be too costly into the taxpayers. Well, he no sooner got into office and voted to double the size of the master plan, and he was right. It was too big. It was too costly. Our assessment rates in the Whitehall area over the 4 years are up 60%. Our taxes are up double digits for the last two times, and there is a lot of congestion, more congestion in and around Crozet. So that was the reason. But it became apparent that the way it might play out is that I would split the vote with Ms. Malik. And I know Ann for a long period of time. So I decided what was good for Crozet would be to pull out of the race. I am going to support Ann. I've known her for a long period of time. She comes from Earliesville, has a philosophy much the same, small town just like Crozet, and I think will do a good job in being the supervisor for the Whitehall District.
Tom Loach, a citizen of Albemarle County and a member of the Crozet area, thank you for the work that you do to hold our government to the fire. I think it's something that everyone should do, and I certainly, that's one of the messages of this very program, is that we should all get involved, we should all care to the point where we really, really pay attention, and big government or small government, we shouldn't let them get away with stuff like this.
Yep.
Tom Loach, thank you so much for joining us.
You've been listening to WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. The show can be heard every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 o'clock on News Radio 1070 WINA. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at SevillePodcast.com. If you enjoyed the show, why not check out our site for hours and hours of archives of Coy's show? You'll also find other radio programs, arts features, public affairs coverage, and more.